النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam, the inheritor of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the inheritor of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, of course, the inheritor of all the 9 previously appointed Imams, as well as the inheritor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has this interesting conversation with one of his companions, and it's regarding absolute compulsion and absolute free will. Within this conversation, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam talks about another conversation regarding compulsion and free will. And so Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam relates this conversation between Imam Ali alayhi salam and an individual by the name of Abaya al-Asadi. And so in this conversation of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that they're also talking about compulsion and free will, but in a very different kind of a context. So it's interesting. On one hand, you see this kind of this progress, or this evolution, for lack of a better word, of this concept of compulsion and free will, meaning it had started already at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and it continued through the Imams, but the way that the question was put forth, you can see was changing through the ages. So Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam relates this story that the question was about being able to stand up, sit down, or act. And this is what the question was regarding. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, what you have asked about is ability. Do you have ability without Allah, or do you have ability with Allah? Meaning it's very interesting the way it's being put forth, you know, the absolute compulsion or free will of standing up, sitting down, or acting. So in response to this response of Imam Ali alayhi salam, this person by the name of Abaya stays silent, and Imam Ali says, you should say that you have it by Allah, who has it without you. If he makes you possess some ability, it is a favor from Allah. And if he deprives you of ability, it is a trial for you on behalf of Allah. Allah is the possessor of what Allah makes you possess, and Allah is the powerful over what He gives you power in. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam says, do you not hear people asking Allah for ability and power when they say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim? There is no ability and no power save Allah, the Exalted, the Almighty. And so then Abaya says, oh, Imam Ali alayhi salam, what does this mean? And Imam Ali alayhi salam finally concludes, he says, there is no ability to keep away from disobedience save by the preservation of Allah. So ask Allah to help you to refrain from committing disobedience, and that we have no power to obey Allah save by the assistance of Allah. So once again, ask Allah to help you to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this conversation of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, explains this concept of compulsion and free will. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.